I built many buildings in Egypt.
We all are like you. We are like you in that we all build the world that we must later leave.
Important news.
For humans, the most important news is that of death, right?
Yes. Amenhotep III went to the west, and now Amenhotep IV has been crowned.
When we were unloading the bread and food, we heard it from the soldiers.
The throne is always constant. It is simply the writers that change. One day, Amenhotep I. The next day, Amenhotep II, then Amenhotep III, and today, Amenhotep IV. I saw him when I was young. I think he is better than the others. Now, do you see? Amenhotep III, too, left his house behind and went away.
Go.
Who are you? What do you want at this late hour?
I have been sent by Pharaoh Amenhotep IV. I have a message for Eminence Ankh-Mahu.
Wait there. I will call Excellency Paddy Yaman.
What is the matter at this hour?
What do you want?
The Pharaoh of Egypt has had a dream. He has summoned Eminence Ankh-Mahu to the palace to interpret his dream. You leave. I will call His Eminence right away. Your Excellency. Excellency, if you are not feeling well, I will tell Harimhab that you cannot go to the Pharaoh's palace.
Absolutely not. Potiphar has never hesitated to obey the orders of his lord. Illness is no excuse for failing to do your duty. What did Harimhab want?
I don't know. He only said it was important.
See how they disturb our sleep at midnight. Could Pharaoh Amenhotep not tell his dream to the dream interpreters in the morning? Call a few dream interpreters and bring them to the palace after us, and make it quick.
Yes, Your Eminence.
Excellency Potiphar and the High Priest Ankh-Mahu request permission to enter.
Job in 3 days. You will be respected as Amenhotep's cupbearer.
Inaros?
Yes, Your Highness.
Are you not my cupbearer?
At your disposal, Your Highness.
But you, Apophis, in 3 days, you will be hanged. You will stay on the gallows so long that the birds will feed on your body.
Use a sieve. I
forgot to give his message to the Pharaoh Amenhotep. 7 years have passed. My lady, I think I know a way of interpreting His Highness's dream, if you will allow.
The dream interpreters are here. No need for your interpretation.
Greetings to the ruler of Egypt, Pharaoh Amenhotep.
These are the best dream interpreters in Egypt. I request the Pharaoh to tell his dream, to witness the power of the temple's dream interpreters.
I saw 7 fat cows coming out of the turbulent Nile and start grazing on the bank. Then the Nile went dry, and 7 starving cows came out of the soil. The starving cows swallowed the fat ones.
If the Pharaoh will permit it, the dream interpreters will consult with each other for a little while.
All right. They can think as much as they like.
The dream seems to have an interpretation. Do any of you know what it is?
The dream certainly has an interpretation, but I cannot think of what it is.
Why are you silent?
We cannot think of anything now.
Let's say it is a nightmare. A nightmare.
We believe that the Pharaoh's dream was a common nightmare.
Therefore, there's no interpretation.
We cannot interpret nightmares. Tell the truth and admit that you do not know the interpretation.
Any wise person would know that this dream has an interpretation.
His Highness the Pharaoh knows, but our dream interpreters are experienced and capable. I have no doubt in their capability.
If the Pharaoh's dream had an interpretation, they would have seen it.
I want the interpretation of my dream, and you must give me an answer.
Calm down, Your Highness. It is not good for your health. Excellency Ankh-Mahu, perhaps I can ask His Highness to give you a little more time.
My dream has an interpretation, but they are so incapable that they cannot interpret it. As Lady T said, I will give you more time. But my dream must be interpreted as soon as possible.
Shall I tell them Excellency Yuzarsif can interpret this dream? not. None of them is User Seif's friend. Nefertiti didn't allow it. If she had, I'd have said it.
She thought you yourself wanted to interpret the dream. Perhaps you didn't explain it correctly. Why didn't you tell the others?
Who could I tell? It was Potiphar who jailed User Seif, and Ankh-Mahu wants him dead.
Try to inform the Pharaoh of User Seif's innocence as soon as possible.
I surely will. I should have done it 7 years ago. I should have spoken to the late Pharaoh. I just forgot to tell him. I don't know why I forgot. He invited me to monotheism and interpreted my dreams so beautifully. He was kind and caring towards me. And I forgot his one small request, my prophet's request. Woe on me. Woe on me. How can I ever face him?
Your forgetting is not forgivable. How did you forget User Seif's request?
I have no doubt. The accursed Satan was the cause of my forgetting. But I will make up for this mistake. My God, I will. One can easily understand that the dream about wheat ears is like the one about the cows. The seven fat cows are the seven green ears, and the thin cows, the withered ones. I have had the same dream in two different forms. You cannot avoid interpreting by saying they were nightmares. I want the interpretation of my dream. If you cannot do it, admit it, so I know what to do with you. If it is not interpreted tonight, I will jail each and every one of you.
No doubt your dream has an interpretation. But they cannot do it.
What is our choice?
If interpretation is impossible, then humiliation is. This is a good opportunity to humiliate the priests and dream interpreters of Amon Temple. You can insist on the interpretation of your dream.
I too believe they cannot interpret it.
I speak, my lady?
Yes. You wish to tell me you know how to interpret Pharaoh's dream?
Yes, my lady.
Inaros, do not interfere in such issues. Do not anger the Pharaoh.
Difficult to interpret this dream.
We couldn't interpret it. It is impossible.
Your Eminence, we need one more night.
I will kill all of you for disgracing the Temple of Amon.
The dream interpreters and sorcerers of Amon Temple request from the Pharaoh one more night.
There is no time. You have lived in luxury for years in order to help when the need arises. My dream must be interpreted tonight.
Your Highness, these are the famous dream interpreters of Egypt. Given time, they will undoubtedly interpret it.
Enough blathering. They are nothing but a bunch of spongers who, like rats, collect coins and chew on the root of the Egyptian people. But when they are needed, they cannot even bark as much as a stray dog.
Your Highness, you mustn't get upset. It isn't good for your health.
Today, they will either open their mouth to interpret my dream, or to cry in pain from a lashing. Be careful, Akmahu. Today, nobody is safe from me. Stop covering for them.
I beg of you to control yourself. Your illness will worsen.
Take them all to prison. They will be freed. Only when my dream is interpreted.
Take them away!
Why, what are you doing? Amenhotep, what are you doing? They are the priests of Amon Temple.
Wait a moment, Your Highness. Inaros asks permission to say something.
Leave them.
Well, Inaros, I am listening.
I have a solution to the Pharaoh's problem. Your Highness.
You know how to interpret my dream.
Yes, my lord.
What a shame. You go and drown yourselves in the Nile. The dream interpreters of Amon Temple are silent. While in Arus, our cupbearer has a solution. What is it? Who is it in Arus?
A Hebrew slave who is in prison.
An imprisoned Hebrew slave?
Your Highness, when I was in prison with Apophis, we both had dreams. That young prisoner interpreted my dream as release from prison, and Apophis's dream as dying on the gallows. Both interpretations came true in 3 days.
In Arus, do you know the punishment for ridiculing the Pharaoh?
Be sure, my lord. Be sure.
What is he saying, Potiphar? Potiphar!
He speaks the truth, Your Highness. I think I know of whom he is speaking.
Until tomorrow to interpret my dream. Go, because you stink like the dung left by the cattle around the Nile. Get out! I want the interpretation of my dream tomorrow. Understand?
What is that prisoner's name?
Yusasif, but in Hebrew they call him Joseph.
Sounds familiar. I think I bought a child by that name for Excellency Potiphar. Zavira Prison, go! What do you want at this hour? Tell Commander Kidaman that Horemhob is here on the order of the Pharaoh. Wait here, Commander. Commander Horemhob wants to enter. Open the door. Let's go.
What has brought Commander Horemhob here at this late hour?
The Pharaoh's order must be obeyed day and night.
Inarus, what have you done? Back to prison?
No. We have come to see Yusasif. The Pharaoh has ordered it, Warden.
Very well. Come on.
Greetings to the prophet of God. You shall see.
God's greeting to you. Who are you? What are you doing?
It's me, Inaruth. Forgetful Inaruth. The ungrateful Inaruth.
Inaruth. Stop this. What are you saying?
Forgive me. You ask a small favor of me, but I failed to do it. I was so ashamed, I didn't know how to face you.
Your shame is unreasonable. Come on, you had to forget my request. You forgot for a reason. I found good friends and had good time to pray and purify myself.
Inaruth, how did you remember Zavira? How did you remember Yusasif?
Well, I'll tell you. I was sent here by the Pharaoh Amenhotep. I've come to ask you to interpret a dream.
None of the dream interpreters in Thebes were able to interpret Amenhotep's dream.
If he had not had a dream, it is possible I might still not remember you.
Well, tell me, Inaruth.
The Pharaoh sees in his dream that seven fat cows are swallowed by seven thin ones, and seven green ears of wheat were withered by seven dry ears.
By the leave of God, I have the explanation.
But you mustn't interpret the dream unless Amenhotep frees you from prison.
God has given me the knowledge to explain such things. It is not the manner of the generous to ask for reward in return for a good deed. Return to the Pharaoh and tell him that he will have 7 years of prosperity and blessing. During those 7 years, sow and reap, and except for a little that you keep for consumption and cultivation, store the rest. For after that, 7 years of drought and famine will follow. Consume what you have stored during the first 7 years so that people will not suffer.
By God, that is the interpretation. I am certain that what the dream interpreters were unable to do is this very thing. I am sure the Pharaoh will be very happy to hear the interpretation. I am sure of it. If there is nothing else, I must return as soon as possible.
Will you forget us again, Inaruth?
No, no. I will return to you later today.
Go and remember your friends.
I will. Goodbye.
God be with you.
Goodbye.
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 I will return.
Well,
these bones and beads are unable to interpret the dream.
These beads are unable, or you are.
Whatever the High Priest says, we dream interpreters admit our inability.
Our only finding during the past few days is that in the ancient traditions and old beliefs, the cow is interpreted as a year.
So what? That doesn't solve anything. I know that young prisoner, and I fear he will interpret Amenhotep's dream. D-
Did you not hear?
In the past, he interpreted Inarus's dream.
I don't understand, Eminence Ankh-Mahu. Many people have interpreted dreams. Yuzasif is just another one. What's the problem?
Idiot! The defeat of Ahman, with all his priests and sorcerers by a slave, is nothing!
Yes. It is. It is. It is.
That youth is Yuzasif. He is a monotheist. His victory will be considered Amon's defeat, because he denies Amon.
Inarus, did you bring the interpretation of my dream?
I had told your highness that he is a great dream interpreter.
What did he say?
Yuzarsif said, the 7 fat cows and 7 green ears mean 7 years of prosperity. And the 7 thin cows and 7 dry ears means 7 years of drought and famine.
Well done. That's it. This interpretation is in exact harmony with my dream. That is it.
I believe in whatever the Hebrew slave says. He is wise.
Do you know him?
Yes. I know many things about him.
Inarus, did the prisoner speak of a solution to prevent the famine?
He did, Your Highness. He said, sow and store in the 7 years of prosperity, so that you may use it in the 7 years of drought and famine.
That is a very good solution. But wheat cannot be kept for 7 years. How could we store it?
Perhaps the prisoner knows what must be done.
It is certain he does. I want to see the Hebrew slave. Bring him to me.
Your Highness, keep the interpretation of the dream and the solutions a secret so that we may see what the temple priests say. Without doubt, such a sagacious interpretation will be a fatal blow to Ankh-Mahu and all the temple priests.
Undoubtedly, they will be unable to interpret the Pharaoh's dream.
I cannot wait to see the defeated face of Ankh-Mahu.